Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. September 16, 2022. The 40th anniversary season of Raleigh Outlaws begins tonight. Let's work together to make it a great season. Be on the lookout for fun stuff and opportunities to serve. Suggestions are certainly welcome. We'll see you on the lanes. Regarding communication with Ginger and Sharon. Sharon asked that if anyone needs her for any reason, please call her cell phone at 919-740-1073. The old Outlaw landline has been discontinued. Sharon's email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Please leave Sharon a voicemail if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Ginger's cell phone number is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. There are no scheduled absences for September 16. We have Matt Bowers, Miriam Dixon, and Dennis Glenn available to sub if needed. The lane assignments for September 16, Lane 1, Sharpshooters, Lane 2, Strike Time, Lane 3, Gunslingers, Lane 4, Triple Threat, Lane 5, Midnight Bandits, Lane 6, Silver Bullets, Lane 7, Hangmen, and Lane 8, Rough Riders. Locker rent is $35 and was due September 1. You can call the alley and pay over the phone if you want to do so. Sanctions are $22 and will be due no later than October 7. Not goodbye, but see you later. The Raleigh Outlaws would like to wish Shelby and Kevin Foster best wishes as they embark on new ventures. They have decided to move closer to family in Beulahville, North Carolina. They have both been members of our league for most of the past 40 years and will be missed tremendously. We wish them the very best in their new home. Our deepest sympathy. The Raleigh Outlaws extend our deepest condolences to Albert Roberson and his family at the passing of his only sister at the age of 58. The Challenged Athletes Foundation Grant. For those of who are asking about the CAF, the Challenged Athletes Grant, here is some basic information courtesy of Letitia Adams. Letitia is willing to help with submission. She asks that you get your information to her as soon as possible and provide her with an email address. Or you can go to the website and upload the information yourself. Excuse me. That website is challengedathletes.org. The grant is all done online. Below are several of the items they require you to answer or fill out. CAF grant documentation and questions. In the document area, 1, proof of income. Number 2, doctor letter verifying disability. Number 3, letter from teammate, coach, or friend about character and why you deserve the grant. Number 4, 2 high-quality photos showing your face in your sport. Questions. These do not have to be a one-sentence answer. The answer should be at least 300 characters. How did you acquire your disability? What is your experience in adaptive/athletics? What are your upcoming sports goals? How has sport positively impacted other parts of your life? And please tell us how a CAF grant will impact your life. Other needed information. The amount you expect to spend, such as entry fee, airfare, hotel, Uber or Lyft charges, and meals. Up to $1,500 is allowed. Also, are you okay with receiving a partial grant? You must have all of the information returned by October 8, 2022. And if there are any questions, please contact Letitia Adams at letitia.adams@gmail.com. Wide Open Bluegrass is coming to downtown Raleigh, September 30 and October 1. And once again, Pinecone is offering sighted guides for blind and low vision folks. If you or someone you know would like to be paired with one of our volunteers, please register with the internet link in your email copy of the news and notes, or connect with us at gloria@pinecone.org, or call 919-270-2021. Our volunteer guides are partnered with blind and low vision attendees, and help them navigate the crowds and the music agenda in 2 to 3 hour increments. Job opportunities. LCI, one of the largest American employers of people who are blind and visually impaired. Our mission is simple. We are in the business of providing meaningful employment opportunities for people who are blind. Our goal is to empower our staff and the customers we serve to achieve their highest potential. And that requires a strong foundation of values. We create over 2,000 products and distribute thousands more through manufacturing, retail, and nationwide distribution and email or e-commerce, rather, channels. Many of our products are sold directly to the federal government. We are pioneers of base supply centers, stores on military bases that employ the blind and visually impaired, and provide mission-critical supplies to our nation's military. We are hiring for blind and sighted openings in corporate manufacturing and distribution units. Our location is 4500 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. And we will have a job fair on Wednesday, September 7. Oh, that already happened. Sorry about that. This is a late notification. Weekly pay, 401k and surplus sharing plan, health, dental, and vision. Paid, paid time off and holidays, paid relocation opportunities. You can apply at their website, https://www.lcindustries.com. The North Carolina Council of the Blind is sponsoring a job fair, and that is coming up in 4 days, September 22. I guess in the context of the date of this newsletter, it would be more like 6 days. The date of this newsletter being September 16, date of the job fair, September 22. A continuing mission of NCCB is to promote the independent skills, expertise, and success of blind and low vision residents across our great state. We would like to invite you to attend this year's NCCB Job Fair. The NCCB Job Fair is a precursor to our always exciting state convention, but is open to all. With that in mind, whether you are a person in need of work or someone who wishes to advance in your career, we encourage everyone to attend our job fair. Employers and agencies from all over the state, such as the cities of Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina State University, ABLR, Amazon, LCI, along with other entities, will be enthusiastically participating in the NCCB Job Fair. As you interact with them, you will be provided with many opportunities to get your foot in new and exciting doors. Employers will discuss their company and positions with you. You will have the chance to take your future to the next level as you share your abilities, strengths, and goals with them. In addition to employment opportunities, we are encouraging rehabilitation counselors and job placement specialists to share their expertise at this year's job fair. Our continuing goal, and particularly with the NCCB Job Fair, is to provide job placement opportunities and to connect employers with motivated and talented blind and low vision people. By bringing together employers, counselors, rehabilitation professionals, and most importantly, you, we feel confident that everyone will benefit. The job fair will be held September 22nd from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Ramada Inn at 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Should lodging be needed in conjunction with our event, feel free to contact the hotel directly at 919-832-4100. The cost per night is $75 plus tax. Orientation for job seekers and rehabilitation professionals will take place from 12:30 to 1 o'clock p.m. Employers will be able to set up their areas during this time frame as well. To register for the NCCB job fair as a job seeker, employer, or blindness professional, please click on the link that is in the email copy of this newsletter that is titled Attending the Job Fair. Click here to register. Virtual Job Fair for State Government. The North Carolina Office of State Human Resources is hosting its third annual State of NC Virtual Career Expo on Thursday, September 29, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a free event and registration is now open. The event allows attendees to connect with recruiters from more than 24 state agencies and the University of North Carolina system from their own home or office. The Career Expo will also feature live 20-minute informational sessions on how to complete a state application, as well as presentations by the Department of Transportation, Department of Public Safety, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. For more information, please see our webpage and press release, and there are there are internet links to both of those items at this point in the email copy of your newsletter. Good luck to the dart players that are headed to Minnesota for the Minnesota Audio Dart Association Tournament. This is being held from September 30th until October 2nd. They should get a little treat of some fall air as they head up to the upper Midwest. The North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention is scheduled over the next several days, starting September 23, continuing the 24th and 25th, also at the Ramada Inn at 1520 Blue Ridge Road. For NCCB members and friends, the cost is $25 per person, whether in person or virtual. The room rate is $79 plus taxes per night and includes a hot breakfast. The hotel's phone number is 919-832-4100, 919-832-4100. And the group registration code is GNCCD22. You can find the registration information at nccbinfo.org. For any questions, call Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 or 919-649-5915. The virtual event in December, registration is open now. 2022 Blind Health Expo registration, Friday, December 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is from Accessible Pharmacy. It reads as follows. We are excited to announce Accessible Pharmacy's first annual 2022 Blind Health Expo. The Blind Health Expo is a completely virtual event on Friday, December 2, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Blind Health Expo will be the largest virtual expo of healthcare information, products, services, and medication for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Join thousands of other attendees and register now. Registration is free and is now open for exhibitors and attendees. We hope that you will join us. To learn more about the expo, you can go to https://www.accessiblepharmacy.com/blind-health-expo. You can register for free. And if you attend, you will be able to spend the day visiting virtual exhibit booths of companies and organizations in the blind community. Learn about new and existing products and services for the blind community and gained access to exhibitor information after the expo. To register as an attendee, go to the address https://www.accessiblepharmacy.com/blind-health-expo-attendee. There is free registration for exhibitors as well. Exhibitors will be able to virtually showcase their products and services, host a Zoom room for attendees to join, schedule presentations, and customize their space with video, audio, and text. As an exhibitor, one would register at https://www.accessiblepharmacy.com/blind-health-expo-exhibitor. If you have any questions, please contact info@accessiblepharmacy.com. Sincerely, your friends at Accessible Pharmacy. Well, let's see. Now we have recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. Two items. One is a nice dessert thing, and the other one might be more of a meal or an entree to a meal. First up, white chocolate Chex mix. The ingredients, 5 cups of Chex cereal. The preference is for rice Chex. 5 ounces, that's about 1/3 of a 16-ounce bag, of pretzel sticks. Regular pretzels work fine too. 1 cup of salted peanuts. 1 cup of M&Ms. 1 12-ounce bag of white chocolate chips, and 1 teaspoon of canola oil. First up, line a baking sheet with wax paper or parchment paper and set it aside. In a large mixing bowl, combine the Chex cereal, pretzels, salted peanuts, and M&Ms. Mix them up to combine them. In a microwave-safe bowl, melt the white chocolate chips with the teaspoon of canola oil until melted and smooth. And do this in slow increments, starting with 30 to 40 seconds and stirring. Being careful not to overheat or the chocolate will seize. Once the chocolate is melted and smooth, pour it over the cereal / candy mix and mix well until everything is coated with a thin layer of white chocolate. Pour the coated mixture out onto the lined cookie sheet. Spread it around and allow it to cool completely. And once it's cooled, store in an airtight container or a bag. Note, whatever kind of M&Ms you have, you can use plain, peanut butter, dark, it doesn't matter. It all tastes good. Crescent roll pizza rolls to be exact. For this, you'll need 1 can, that's 8 ounces, of refrigerated Pillsbury original crescent rolls, 8 count. 24 slices, that's about 5 ounces of pepperoni. 2 ounces of shredded mozzarella cheese, a 1/2 cup. Or 4 mozzarella string cheese sticks cut in half. 1 cup of tomato pasta or pizza sauce, heated. Heat your oven to 375 degrees. Separate the dough into 8 triangles. Pat out each triangle slightly. Place 3 slices of pepperoni slightly overlapping on the center of each triangle. Top each with about 1 tablespoon of cheese, or 1/2 of a stick of string cheese. Roll them up, starting at the shortest point of the triangle and rolling to the opposite point. Place the rolls point down on ungreased cookie sheet. Bake at 375 for 10 to 14 minutes or until golden brown and remove them from the cooking sheet. Then you can serve them while they're warm with some warm pasta sauce for dipping. Well, that's got your appetite going. So let's now look as our final item at the Raleigh Outlaws 2022-2023 season calendar. When do we bowl and where? Bowl September 16, 23, and 30. Bowl October 7, 14, 21, and 28. The Gutterthon and the Bake Sale, October 28. Bowl November 4 and 18. ABBA mid-year meeting, November 17 to 20. November 11, Veterans Day, a potential makeup day. November 25, Thanksgiving. Bowl, December 2 and 9. Christmas dinner and 40th anniversary celebration, December 10. Break for Christmas / New Year's holidays, December 16 through 29. Bowl, January 6, 20 and 27. January 13 to 16 is the MLK weekend. January 14, 9-pin tournament in Greensboro. Bowl, February 3, 10, and 24. February 11, Super Bowl-themed chili cook-off. February 18, Sweetheart Tournament in Durham. And the day before, February 17, is a possible makeup day. Bowl, March 3, 10, 24, and 31. With March 18 being the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April will be makeup dates and the end-of-season dinner date to be scheduled later. May 6th, projected date of the Outlaw Invitational. And May 25 to 29, the ABBA National Tournament, Cincinnati / Northern Kentucky. Well, bowlers, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.